AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Hurricane Fiona, still a Category 4 storm, brought heavy rain and high wind to Bermuda early today. This man was ready for the storm.
I put on my storm shutters, all my storm shutters upstairs, put all my storm shutters down, and being all my outside lawn chairs. I take all my outside plants, when the storm to wreck, I take all my plants in.
Much of Puerto Rico remains without electricity days after the storm hit Sunday. Officials say it should be restored today to some of the lesser damaged areas. Still no estimates on the areas hit the hardest by the flooding and the mudslides. Fiona is expected to still be a strong storm and arrives along the eastern Canadian coast. 4 to 5 million people have been given the latest Omicron booster shot. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday 4.4 million Americans have received the updated COVID-19 booster shot so far. The White House has its own count, saying by its estimate, more than 5 million people have received the new booster. Either way, health experts say it's too early to predict whether the demand will match the 171 million doses of new boosters ordered by the federal government for the fall. The new boosters are designed to target the most common Omicron strains. There has been a temporary shortage of Moderna vaccine. The issue should be resolved soon as government regulators complete an inspection and batches of the vaccine are cleared for distribution. I'm Mike Gracia.
A NASA spacecraft is on a one-way mission to crash into an asteroid to nudge it into a tighter orbit around a larger companion asteroid. NASA's Thomas Zurbuchen says the DART test could prove the math and technology needed to prevent asteroids from hitting the Earth.
These threats are real, and I think what makes this time special is we can do something about it.
The double asteroid reduction test craft will be traveling at 14,000 miles per hour when it hits the asteroid on Monday. This is AP News. Iranian state television reports more than 24 people could be dead in protests since the death of a young woman in government custody.
The Islamic Nation's state-run media has reported demonstrations of hundreds of people in at least 13 cities, including the capital, Tehran. Now videos are emerging showing crowds protesting and security forces in riot gear firing and chasing protesters. The protests had begun as an emotional outpouring over the death of Mahsa Amini, a young woman held by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strictly enforced dress code. In a further development, people in Tehran and some other cities are planning to hold a counter-protest rally after the Friday prayers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's been an explosion near a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan. No word yet on the cause or any casualties. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.